I'm absolutely thrilled with the result, you know, for Gillingham and Raynham. The electorate here have given me an increased majority, and that's testament to having a brilliant team around me of activists and campaigners and the party, and a brilliant agent, and also the confidence that people have in the Prime Minister, you know, and the vision and the leadership that he has, the long-term economic plan, which people in Gillingham and Raynham are seeing the benefits of, with more jobs, more opportunities, more funding for our public services, schools throughout.
And it's not just been a fantastic night, as you touched on this yourself, not just been a fantastic night for you here, but also your party as a whole nationally as well. So you must be kind of like especially pleased.
Well, look, like I said, my victory is half complete. My victory will be complete, as I said in my acceptance speech, when I see the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Cameron, going into number 10 again. You know, the party has worked its socks off, you know, to lead our country and make our country great again, you know, from the, you know, from the low point that we had inherited from previous Labour government, from the deficit. And since then, we had to make tough decisions, strong leadership, and we're now seeing the testament of the people trusting the Conservative Party as the party which can lead the country forward and make our country great again.
And you mentioned up there that, you know, things aren't all going pretty much straight away from now in terms of seeing constituents getting out there and finding out what they want. So, you know, it is pretty much...
Well, look, for me, for the last 5 years, it has been a street stall every Saturday at different parts of the constituency, being there, being accessible, on the trains, backs and forwards when I travel up to Parliament every day. That is going to start tomorrow. You know, I'll be out there on the streets in Gillingham and Raynham, meeting constituents, residents at every level, because it's about being a strong local member of Parliament. And my record, you know, speaks for itself, where, you know, it's speaking in Parliament, getting things done locally. You know, I've got to say, I've given it all I can, and I'm grateful for the local constituents placing their trust in me once again.